All right, everyone, you're listening to WPKN 89.5 FM. And with me in the studio, I have the Director of Communications for the CT Audubon Society, Tom Anderson. Tom, thank you so much for being on the program today.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
All right. So, listeners, we're going to be having a discussion about the CT Audubon Society to kind of inform you and educate you about what does the CT Audubon Society do and the many programs and services it provides. So probably the best way to start this conversation, Tom, is what exactly is the CT Audubon Society?
Well, Connecticut Audubon Society is a statewide organization. Our mission is to conserve Connecticut's birds and their habitats. We own about 3,300 acres around the state, and we manage it for conservation purposes. We also have seven centers around the state, Fairfield, Milford, Glastonbury, Old Lyme, Pomfret, and Sherman. And at those centers, we have education programs, we have bird walks, we have summer camps, and the goal of most of those programs, all of those programs, is to bring people closer to the natural world and to help educate them about the importance of birds and conservation.
So as you mentioned that, you know, and you mentioned the different parts as far as the programs and services and educating the public. When you mention educating the public, are we just talking about young adults? Are we talking about, you know, family-friendly activities? What scope are we looking at as far as these educational programs?
Yeah, sure. Well, we like to think that we have educational opportunities for all ages. We concentrate a lot on school-age children. We have an innovative elementary school education program called Science and Nature, which, since it started in 2012, has reached more than 75,000 school children around the state, including school kids in all of the state's major cities. So that's a big program for us. It's growing. We also have summer camps, which are a combination of fun and education. You know, we try to make sure that when we get kids to our centers and we're trying to teach them about birds and about nature, they also have fun doing it. And we have programs throughout the year for adults, lectures, bird walks, all kinds of programs at the centers where people are able to get out into the woods, get out onto the trails, learn about birds, learn about the issues that we face when we're trying to conserve birds.
So I could definitely tell that educating the public is top priority for the CT Audubon Society. But I was also found out that they also release a report called The State of the Birds. And could you kind of explain a little bit of what this report is?
Sure. Our Connecticut State of the Birds report has been coming out since, I believe, 2006. It's an annual report. And in the State of the Birds, we come up with a topic every year, and we recruit top conservation scientists from around the state and around the region to contribute articles based on that year's theme. This year's report, 2018 report, is the topic is birds in Connecticut cities, because one of the things we realize is that Connecticut being largely an urban state, and if not urban, then at least heavily suburbanized, if birds are going to thrive in Connecticut, they need to thrive in the state's cities as well. And there's a lot of recent research and a lot of work going on trying to determine how best to accommodate birds in cities. This report has a really interesting article about some research that was done in Prospect Park in Brooklyn about how important urban cities are to migrating birds for rest and nutrition. It has a very interesting story about some new technology that allows scientists to track bird migration through sort of radar nano tagging. It has an interesting article about some really good work creating small urban conservation oases in the city of New Haven, for example. We publish the report in hopes of influencing and setting the conservation agenda for for the state officials in Connecticut, but also for other conservation groups as well.
Yeah, that's definitely very interesting that you have a topic like that, you know, the urban effect on birds, and definitely seems like it's a very informative and educating report, to say the least. So, you know, as we just already kind of discussed about what the Audubon Society is, the programs, the services, a little bit also about maybe the state of the birds report that it provides. With all that being said, maybe some people who are listening now may be kind of wondering, are there any challenges that there have been for the Connecticut Audubon Society?
Sure. When it comes to bird conservation, the big challenge is in an area like Connecticut is always the loss of habitat. As areas get developed, there are fewer places for birds to nest, fewer places for birds to rest and feed during migration. And so the challenges are really twofold, trying to increase the number of sort of natural habitats and then improve the habitats that exist so that they're really optimal for bird life. And the challenges there are that the job is enormous. And for any organization, you know, there are, of course, limits in staff and funding. And also public consciousness. You know, it's Connecticut is, while it's not big geographically, it has something like maybe 160 different municipalities. And all those municipalities develop land based on their own rules and their own zoning. And it's part of our job to do broad-based education so that people around the state understand that within all of these smaller municipalities, there are great opportunities to protect birds and to give them places to nest and to feed and rest during migration.
So one part I'm kind of just thought of, you know, as you were mentioning the different geographical parts of Connecticut, and you mentioned earlier, you know, that you have, you know, locations throughout the state. Is there kind of like a difference that you notice from maybe some parts of the state, whether it's maybe, you know, along the shoreline compared to maybe some more that are kind of like in the central part of the state or northwestern part of the state that are different, you notice with the centers as far as maybe with activities or programs? Because as you mentioned, there's urban areas, and then you also mentioned there's also kind of like suburban areas as well.
Sure. Our programs tend to be designed with the local environment in mind. So let me give you an example. We have a center up in the northeast corner in the town of Pomfret. It's a beautiful building surrounded by about 800 acres, most of which is grassland, not lawn, but, you know, meadows. And we manage that whole area for birds that require grasslands to thrive. And we also do much of the programming at that center based on the habitat in that sanctuary. Similarly, we have a really amazing sanctuary and center at Milford Point, right on Long Island Sound. It's right in the place where the beaches of Long Island Sound meet the mouth of the Housatonic River, and there's also about a 900-acre tidal marsh there as well. Programming at that center is based on what goes on in salt marshes and estuaries and on beaches and dunes in the Sound.
Perfect. So, yeah, it's definitely very neat then how you could kind of cater to each geographical area of the state.
Yep.
So with all that being mentioned, and probably also I've been thinking as well, is with all these, you know, activities and, you know, reports that are being done, what is the Connecticut Audubon Society planning for the future?
Our plans for the future are to increase our education programs. We want to be able to bring our education programs to local schools in addition to having schools come to us, because we feel like one of the important things is to try to help kids understand that nature is not just out in the woods. Nature is all around them. It's in their neighborhoods as well. So we're working on that. Our science and nature program has done that very recently in City of Meriden, for example, and elsewhere as well. Another challenge is that we have preserves of our own that, I don't want to say they've been neglected over the years, they need some habitat improvement. You know, if you own let's say, for example, you own a 50-acre piece of land and you let it sit without any management for 50 years, the qualities that you bought it for over time will change. You know, a grassland will become a shrubland, yeah. A shrubland will become woods. So if we bought a piece of property particularly to protect shrublands and the birds that nest there, we need to be able to make sure that those shrubland characteristics persist over time. And we have a number of sanctuaries around the state where we are working on that now. There's one, for example, in Westport, where we have a really exciting habitat management program, a preserve called the Smith Richardson Preserve. And there's another one out in Montville, which is near New London. The preserve is called Morgan Cheney, where we have about a 240-acre preserve, and we have about 15 acres in the middle of it where we're managing specifically to bring those shrublands back and the birds that require shrubs to nest, which, by the way, are the lots of birds are declining, but the birds that are declining fastest in population in Connecticut and throughout New England are the birds that nest in shrubby areas.
So I could definitely tell that there's definitely plenty of challenges, you know, as well as, you know, things to plan for the future that the society is working on.
There's plenty to do. And with climate change coming, there'll be plenty more to do as well.
So, you know, Tom, we're getting towards the end of our conversation, and I think it's definitely been a very informative one and educational one for all the listeners who've been listening in. So I just want to mention, you know, as we're wrapping up the conversation, how could people who are listening right now find out more information about the Audubon Society?
Well, the best thing to do is to go to our website, which is ctaudubon.org. You can find a form in there to sign up for our emails. We promise not to bombard you with too many, and we always try to make them informative. And if you on our website, there's information about all our centers. You can click on those center links and find out where the centers are, and then stop by and see what's going on and volunteer. We're always looking for good, diligent, dedicated volunteers. And that's, as I said, ctaudubon.org, or just Google us, Connecticut Audubon Society.
Great. So I just want to remind the listeners, we were listening and having a conversation with Tom Anderson, Director of Communications at the Connecticut Audubon Society. Tom, again, thank you so much for being on the program.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
All right, everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to WPKN 89.5 FM.